Radio for the West Midlands.
It's 22 minutes to nine. After years of build-up, a passionate referendum and months of uncertainty, today is the day we start our official exit from the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May will today trigger Article 50 by sending a letter to the EU. It'll be hand-delivered this afternoon. Doesn't trust the post. But it doesn't mean that it's the UK out straight away. What it does, it just starts a process of negotiating on things like trade, laws around the working practices and the environment as well as how people come in and out of the country to work. Now, Alan Aikenhead is part of the campaign group Bremain in Spain. He now lives in Lanzarote, having moved from Northfield 2 years ago. Morning, Alan.
Morning.
Why did you move to Lanzarote in the first place?
Well, I was always planning to move when I became 50, when my private pension kicked in. But from unforeseen circumstances, I was taken ill at work and I left under ill health. And with the circumstances of how much it would cost to live in the UK, I decided to move earlier. And so that's one of the reasons why we moved to Lanzarote. Plus, we used to come on holiday here.
Now, having moved to Lanzarote, you weren't actually allowed to vote in the referendum, were you?
I was, yeah.
You were allowed to vote?
I was, yeah, because I believe if you lived abroad for 15 years, they're the ones that weren't allowed to vote. Which I think is unfair, but I was allowed to vote.
Oh, right.
Up to that time, you can vote in the general elections. I can't vote in the local elections, but I can vote in the general ones.
I'm just guessing here, Alan, but I assume that you voted Remain, did you?
I did, yes, but I would have voted Remain if I was still in the UK anyway. I mean, I know the EU is not perfect, but it's always best to be in and fight it within and not able to do anything if you're out. So my stance on it never actually changed. I was always going to vote Remain.
What concerns do you have about the UK leaving the European Union then?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, for me now, it's the healthcare. Because what will happen now is, in the future, if when I become 65... especially, the healthcare paid into the Spanish system will be €157 a month. Now, my state pension, because I haven't paid national contributions for the last 2 years, is only £120, £125, I think it is. So that will never, ever go up. Now, when we come out of the EU, which obviously is going to happen, the problem we have now, my pension will more likely, unless an agreement's done, stay at that rate forever. But I've still got to pay into the health system. That's one of the reasons. Well, two, pension and healthcare. And plus, I don't know what's actually going to happen to my resident status if no agreement is met. So it's all our plans for the future have been put on hold. And, you know, money-wise and depending on the agreement, I may have to come back to the UK.
I was going to say, would you consider moving back because of Brexit?
I have to consider it, yes, because I may not be able to afford to live out here. I don't want to become a Spanish citizen. I mean, you've got to wait 10 years anyway. I'm British, I'm proud to be British. But I may have to actually think of coming back, depending on what deal's done.
Have you talked to other British expats in Lanzarote about their thoughts?
Well, the expat, I don't really agree with that word. I'm an immigrant. In a Spanish country, so expat to me is just a non-word. I'm an immigrant, but I have spoken to some, and I feel sorry for the ones that are taking their pension now because they've got an agreement with the UK. If that agreement goes, they haven't got any healthcare, and if they haven't got any healthcare, they either have to pay private insurance, and that could be God knows what price. But I do know for a fact the Spanish system, if you pay into that and you've been here a year, for anyone over 65 is €157. That is a good chunk of money out of their pension.
Certainly. And also, I suppose you don't know what's going to... It goes up and down as well, like with the pound and the euro, so that could be something else to consider.
That's been affecting us for quite a while. I mean, it was 140, I think, when I first moved over here. I think it's 113, 115 now. On that basis, you know, so it has took a bit of chunk of our money, but...
I suppose, actually, Alan, thinking about it, of course, when you moved over 2 years ago, you didn't actually think of this was going to happen, did you?
No, not really. I mean, I respect the referendum vote. You know, I mean, the people have voted, the decision's been made. You know, but it's what happens now. And I think people get the impression that all people living abroad have got a fantastic lifestyle. And they're sitting on the beach every day. They're playing bowls. I've seen the pictures in the papers. That's not true. We just do the normal things day in, day out. You know, and I don't think anyone really expected the result as it was. But we are where we are.
You are where you are. It's going forward. Article 50 is being triggered. And I suppose then what will happen, you'll have to sort of wait and see, I suppose, like many of us will, most of us will.
Yeah, I mean, we get told, you know, it's done, get over it. But actually, it's affecting people's lives on a daily basis now. You know, obviously, we're going forward with it, and the letter will be delivered today. But the fact is, we were still fighting for the right deal. You know, but that's fair for people, EU nationals that are living in the UK, and people here as well. And other things as well, you know, in the UK, like protect people's rights, workers' rights, there's loads and loads of, obviously, it's got to be discussed.
Alan, if Theresa May dropped by your house for a cup of tea later on today, what would you actually say to her about your feelings and the way this is could pan out?
Right, OK, I'm very disappointed with the Tory government and why they didn't. I'll be telling this, and I have wrote to her about this. I'm disappointed. Why didn't she do the Labour amendment about EU nationals, giving them a right to stay in the UK and giving British nationals a right to stay in Europe? You know, that would be the first thing. The second thing is to get that sorted as quickly as possible so everyone knows where they stand on healthcare, pensions. Otherwise, she could have a load of British people coming back.
Alan, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And obviously, everybody in some way is in limbo, waiting to see what happens and how the negotiations go forward. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Alan. Thank you very much indeed. Alan Aikenhead, who's part of the campaign group Bromain in Spain and lives in Lanzarote.